You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Shaws of Sunset After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Shaws of Sunset After Show.
Hey, everybody. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing the season finale of Shaws of Sunset After Show. This episode has been entirely... I thought you guys were going to make a boo sound or something.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I did frown.
Thank you.
But is applause in order for that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, oh. Why not? Anyway, they've completed something. So it's the season one finale. This was episode 6. It was kind of a teaser season entitled Old Friends, New Problems. I'm your host, Anna Koppel. With me here...
Misty Kingma. And this is Dua Casey.
Hi, and I'm Yerman Gur.
Gur.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard that before. Right?
We're in a great mood here.
You guys, I'm trying to keep my laugh under control, and you're making it really difficult.
We have had complaints about her laugh.
My entire life.
We'll see if she can do it tonight.
Speaking of
we'll
complaints, try. I just want to remind everybody to please rate and comment us on iTunes and YouTube.
But don't complain.
But... It's okay. We do
rating more than complaining.
We appreciate the feedback because we're here for you. We're here to make you happy. So without further ado, let's get into this episode.
Old friends, new problems.
Indeed.
Truth talk. Let's start with those blind dates. Speaking of old friends, new problems.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy.
The blind
You mean the blind date with Gigi and the blind raping with MJ?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's start with the raping.
Yeah. Rape is always
You
want to
lead with the raping? Wow. If it leads,
we start with the hard topic.
If it bleeds, it leads. I got it. Okay.
After that, I don't like Sammy anymore. I think he's a terrible friend. Do you remember what I said? I wasn't sold on him, and I think that he does have a good side. But you just kind of saw his chauvinistic side with, like, all he saw was his friend that missed MJ, and, like, he didn't think about MJ. He just thought, not at all. But MJ considers him all the time.
And last episode, when he bought MJ those really expensive earrings, now it's just okay to, like, treat her poorly because he bought her that gift.
Those expensive earrings that he was like, yeah, it was just, like, $10,000, $20,000. And they were, like,
$2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
What an idiot. So no consideration. And what a horrible, horrendous evening that was.
Probably the worst blind date I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, I was just horrified the entire time.
But she held herself together. She went, like, you could tell she was so mortified, yet she went, and she's like, I'm going to endure this, I'm going to do that. Like, I am loving MJ more and more every episode.
She's so classy.
She really is. She holds herself together well.
Even though running out of there was not the classiest thing she's done, I would have done the same thing.
I would have done it way before.
And that's what I was going to say, is running out of there, fine, that might have not been the classiest thing, but she did it. After she'd already stayed there longer than almost anybody else would have wanted to stay.
Well, yeah. I would have hit him in the balls and broken his trachea, so that's not classy.
She was trying to be a good friend and letting Sammy have a good time on his blind date. That's why she stayed.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God. It was hard for me to watch. He's sitting there. She's telling me, or she's telling us, Sammy's just sitting there talking to the other girl. There, he's talking, and there's raping, talking.
How did Sammy not see that? It's crazy.
And meanwhile, they're talking about these two. Raping, talking, they're like, they're those crazy kids. Aren't they, though?
Two things. First of all, Sammy telling this gorgeous woman, Hannah.
Oh, my God.
Gorgeous. Oh, yeah, you're pretty fit, but if you would just tone up more. okay, Sammy. Like, have you seen yourself?
Delusional. He's delusional.
Unbelievable.
But that, I think that like, some men think that way. Some men think that, you know, it's a double standard.
And those are the same men that wear high tops with fat ankles and shorts.
And fedoras.
Yeah. And a pink dress shirt.
Constant fedora because he's balding. Don't forget the fedora.
Unbelievable. He just came right out with it. Blind date.
But I also think that those are the type of men who, since their self-esteem is really not high, like, they will put women down.
It's manipulating.
It is. It's manipulating to keep them with them and, you know, treat them well enough.
Well, yep. Isn't that what you're supposed to do once you've started dating someone and they become
the
person you're with?
Yeah.
Not on the first, like, okay, so here's what's going to happen. I'm just going to go ahead and take you down to zero from ground zero. Like, we've just met. You suck. Don't gain any pounds. Put on a little, tone up a little bit.
But
now,
maybe that was Sammy on his best behavior, though. Maybe that was Sammy.
God help us all if that's the case.
No, I think Sammy on his best behavior is him, you know, sacrificing his own, like, $30,000 bonus to help Muhammad's project.
That was the
best
side of him.
Another man. That's different.
Right. That's true.
Well, good point.
I mean, there's also a nice side of him. You know, he was there when he hung out with MJ and her mom. Like, he does the social thing. He's part of the family, so to speak. It's just that I just don't – obviously, there's issues there with himself and his social life with women. Obviously.
Dear Los Angeles, do not date Sammy.
Oh, no.
You heard it here first.
He does
you
have
heard.
Money, though.
Who,
what so do a lot of guys
whore.
In L.A.
Oh,
no. But that – can we rewind?
No, we can't. It's out there now. Everybody knows it.
I think we should move on to Gigi. Gigi's blind date.
Okay. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. It was an awful blind date.
Okay. Highlights?
She said, I haven't been on a date in 5 years when she was talking to Mike at the beginning, and it showed. I mean,
right.
The girl, first of all, don't order the miso soup if you don't know how to eat it.
Right.
And
she was trying to twirl it like spaghetti.
It was really pathetic.
It was unbelievable. And she could have just asked. I mean, I don't know if you guys have been in a restaurant like that where they force you to use chopsticks, if they even force you, but A, they should definitely have forks, or B, they make those little cute little things, they roll it up in the rubber band,
right,
it turns
them
like those little kitty chopsticks.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to learn and you want to be cute about it, be like, can I have the kitty chopsticks? But she's like, I don't
But also,
know.
The way to eat that soup is with, like, the spoon to get the broth, and the chopsticks to just sort of slurp the noodles. You don't twirl the noodles on the soup.
I had never seen that before myself, either.
Yeah, so...
You have to suck the noodles is what happens.
Right.
She just wasn't prepared.
Right.
I don't think she was used to it.
Honestly, that was the least of her problems. Let's get serious.
Yeah. Okay.
She had like about 700.
The baby
We got stuck
factory.
On the chopsticks, but it's like, how many different blunders could you have had before you even got to the chopsticks? That guy, Mike, was like in for the long haul, buckling in before he even knew what was going on.
Was his name also Mike?
I think
no.
It was also Mike.
No, it wasn't. It was like Elf. Alfonso or
what?
No, it was not Mike. I know that. I know that much. And I wanted to. I want to say. I thought I wrote it down.
I know he was a physician, doctor.
Doctor.
No, he was a psychiatrist. He said he went into psychiatry.
Right. No. He's a physician.
And then Gigi went
physician.
Right into. No. Oh, I love me some crazy. I love getting into crazy people's heads.
Yeah. No, he's a physician, but she wanted to get into psychiatry because she loves crazy people like
okay.
Dahmer and Gacy. I'm surprised she didn't bring Africa.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. And
let me show you my big knife.
Yeah. She's like, I just love crazy people because why wouldn't you want to get into the minds of them? Like,
yeah.
Because.
As a guy,
not
that was,
everybody.
That guy's facial expressions were very telling because he's like smiling, and all he wants to do is just like get out, just scrolling from left to right across his eyes, like in a screen.
But I mean, that whole thing wasn't the only red flag. I mean, for me, the worst part was the whole baby factory comment.
Time for the baby factory to open up.
She should know better. Come on.
Yeah, on a first date,
she might as well have just said, I love you, like halfway through.
Exactly.
She'd be like, a baby factory, I love you. Can we get married? And that would have clinched it, I think.
Yeah. Can we get pregnant tonight?
I'm all about honesty, but I also think not on the first date. Does that really apply?
Well, right. there's a difference between being honest, and she totally admitted it, and not having a filter.
Yeah.
If you just say what's on your mind and you don't have a filter, then it's going to get you into trouble. Believe me, I know.
Do you?
Oh, I believe you.
Thanks.
Did you want to talk about it?
Or? No.
No, just mention it and gloss right over it. Sure. Okay,
Okay.
On.
So tonight seemed to be like a lot of just uncomfortable, horrible relationships. Like MJ and her mother.
Yeah.
It was just, that was painful for me to watch.
Well, I think I agree with you that it was painful, but I think it was painful. First of all, I disagree that Rez at the beginning, it was like, your mother just doesn't love you. Parents always love their children.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's true?
Yes. I absolutely
As
do.
A mother?
I think even Dahmer's parents love Dahmer.
I agree.
Sense,
I think the parents love their children, although the way they try and get like what's best for them out of them is very, very, you know, dysfunctional a lot of the times. And I think that the reason that MJ's mom drives MJ so crazy is because she loves her as well.
I 100% agree with you. That's her way of showing her love, is trying to help her because she wants the best for her. That is 100% what she's doing, but it's 100% not working.
Yeah, because she's obviously. old school. She like what her beliefs are and what MJ's beliefs are different. Mm-hmm. Completely different. So of course they're not going to agree on things and they're going to butt heads. But I think that when MJ actually brought it up to her, she was like, you need to do this, you need to do this. And they're asking each other to change. That relationship is never going to work out if they continuously ask each other
to change.
Well,
me personally, I don't think that was the best way to go about it. I mean, if you want to try to – she literally came out with, okay, so here's what has to happen. The entire nature of our relationship has to change. Usually you want to lead up to that thought. Maybe just bring in some leaders, just talk about some things that maybe they could work on instead of just saying – everything as we know it must change right now.
Maybe she thought that being delicate wouldn't get through to her mom. Like, maybe she had tried that in the past.
Her mom does seem pretty harsh.
Well, it was
just playing devil's advocate.
No, absolutely. That's... And that option A, option B thing was a hilarious scenario, because at the end of that thing, I was like, you should have just stayed. I want to go with option A. Right. I would have just stayed with option A at the end of that thing, because obviously option
B.
She
cut her off.
Yeah, like, she's like, look, are you proud of you? You're lying.
Great impression.
Proud of your option A.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was really proud of MJ for telling her mom, like, you know, your divorce changed me and has made me the way that I am. Like, mm-hmm. maybe her mom needed to hear that. Maybe she didn't know that.
Yeah.
But how do you think MJ's mother feels about herself, that she's not married right now, is she? She got divorced and she's a single Persian woman.
She's a hypocrite.
She cheated too.
Yeah. Hypocrite. And so it's very, very interesting. It's like, that's a little bit of the hello pot. This is kettle.
Yeah.
Well, I think that absolutely along those same lines, I think part of their problem also is that at one point in the conversation, her mom was talking to her and saying, don't blame your problems on me. And meanwhile, MJ was coming back with, you know, this is not about me, it's about you. I think both of them need to realize it's partly about each other and how each other, how her mom is and how she is as a person, MJ. And then the other half is how the other treats each other. So I think they're both denying the fact that either one of them has anything to do with the nature of their relationship, and they're just butting heads the entire time.
Yeah. But I will agree with the statement that you cannot, I feel like when you're at, I mean, she's over 30 now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And you can understand that your parents are the way that they are and that they won't change. And then you kind of have to accept that and then grow as an adult. And then just maybe she just needs to set her boundaries and then grow. But she's 30 something. Her mother's not going to change. She's not going to change. She can't let it affect her anymore. Like, that's on her then.
I agree with that in part. I think that there are some things that happen to you in your childhood, the way you're raised, whatever, that you just can't erase from your personality, that are just never going to go away.
I agree.
And
I agree.
And you can obviously like do your best to get as much therapy as possible and grow as much as you can, separate yourself from it. But, you know, they say you are who you are by the time, they say you are who you are by the time you're 5 years old, you know? So,
Wow, I had never heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
that's
read a psychiatry book.
Boom!
I've taken classes.
Wow.
Guess I missed that part.
I didn't mean for that to come off. Like, okay. This is terrible.
Okay.
I did say it like that. I apologize.
It's okay.
A little bit. Accepted.
Who is they?
No, I've psychiatrists, psychologists, people have done studies.
I
you know,
read
people
literature.
Who went to school, yeah. People who went to school and stuff. Yeah. You know, those guys.
I read it on Yahoo. Just kidding.
Bing.
So anyway, yes, I read it on Bing. Anyway. There you go. That was my little input.
Well, can
on
we
that.
Get MJ in here? Because we just gave her a ton of really great advice.
Yeah.
This is like a therapy session for MJ that we just did.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are probably trying to give her therapy sessions now. How do you think the show is affecting her after it's airing, like watching? Because it must be difficult to watch like your deep childhood, like
They sign on for that. They know that they're getting into that.
I was going to say, there's a certain amount of... You have to just take that in stride, I would think.
But it's different to sign on to it and then see it and then watch it. It's like, it can really... Mm-hmm. I mean, Charlize Theron did an interview when she said that the first time she saw herself on screen, she was really disturbed. So I was just thinking, it's like, these are these people's actual lives. That's worse.
Totally.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure it's difficult too.
I think they probably take a little bit of refuge in each other's company as well. It's not like the show is just about MJ. It's as soon as she probably starts thinking about, oh my God, how do I look up there? The show cuts to somebody else. So it's not like she has to worry completely about it. The show's about me.
Yeah. Do you think MJ and Sammy are gonna make up? Like makeup?
I would never make up with him after that. Do you think so?
Dude, he set her up with her ex boyfriend. I don't know about the lady perspective, the woman's perspective, but that sucked from a guy's perspective, let alone a woman's perspective.
I don't think that's a deal breaker, though, for a friendship. Well, I think they can go get past that.
But you forget about, or maybe you don't, but let me remind you what happened after the fact. MJ, again, taking a classy move, not waiting for Mike's dinner, but call Sammy ahead of time.
Yeah.
So, classy move to say, like, let's talk this out. Sammy immediately attacks her. Oh, it's only 5 o'clock. You're already guzzling margaritas, which, by the way, there was like, an eighth of the drink gone.
Yeah.
And
it's to strip her down. So she's like,
psh. Right. So exactly. So he immediately attacks her. Then he tells her, oh, do you want to know the real reason why? It's because I called four people and nobody wanted to date you. And they all think you're a disaster.
It is such a double standard. I'm sure she called four people to try to go on a date with Sammy.
Right.
You know, she
actually
didn't say
no, but she wouldn't have said that. And frankly speaking, that probably wouldn't have been the case because it sounds like MJ wouldn't be the person that would say, he's kind of overweight or he's kind of this. Probably said, I know this great guy. He's a great friend of mine. He's successful. He's great. You should go out with him. She's all happy about who she's setting him up with while he's trying to play damage control with her. That's really not cool.
Well, and she said, she's probably too good looking for Sammy, but I do the best I can for him,
Exactly, yeah.
So...
And that's, I mean, she does a lot for him. He doesn't, and I think that he just threw that in her face to, was he talking about how she gets sloppy drunk? Because she got sloppy drunk in that one episode.
Yeah. And he hammered away at that.
But what did that have anything to do with what happened that night? It wasn't like she was boozing. She was accosted by that Naveed guy from the get.
Right.
He was literally on top of her from we've got the shot now. Oh my God, I love you.
I didn't even hear him say
a
word before that. It was crazy.
Right. Well,
they had subtitles of him whispering. Literally, he just came out with, I miss you. I love you. You're so gorgeous. Look at your thick ass legs.
Yeah.
That's your through line?
Yeah.
That's your through line to thick ass legs?
Killed him.
Thank you. That's your through line into, oh my God. And then
I would have killed him.
Yeah. Maul.
Yeah. Who are you?
Nobody in that place, I like that, just would have made me feel uncomfortable. Did nobody at the Roosevelt think, okay, that's a little inappropriate? And their friends
talking,
you should tone up more. Oh, mauling? No problem. Talking, yeah.
Hannah did stop that. She pulled Naveed off and she was like, I need to talk to you.
She should have done it sooner, though.
She should have. Maybe she just saw, I don't know.
Maybe she did and they edited it.
Maybe.
Oh, that date was horrible.
I mean, there was a lot of editing, I'm sure. I feel like there was a lot of editing, at the beginning scene with MJ and Mike. They were talking and talking, and then all of a sudden it, cut
Gigi
to Mike.
Gigi and Mike?
Oh, that's what I meant. I'm so sorry. Gigi and Mike. They were talking and talking, and then it cut to a scene where he was like, it'll never happen between us. And it really seemed like they just, spliced that right in.
Yeah, they can make it seem however they want to make it seem.
Yeah.
Oh, editing.
Oh, Mike.
Editing.
Yeah, where's Mike
just
been?
Looks right at people at boxing matches. It's never going to happen with us.
I know you want it.
Yeah.
My
Let's
large
talk
man
about
I know. I know you
him.
Want all of this. He's doing that with Reza, too, when they're working out. You're getting kind of big. I mean, what happened to you? I'm like, dude, you look like somebody put a syringe in and blew you like a little, like a balloon. He's just
But up
puffy.
Top.
He's just big, thick, and rich all up in here. You guys laughed the first time
rich.
I said that, too.
Thick
when I was
rich.
Watching the show, I was this guy is thick and rich up top. I don't understand what he's talking about. He's
never
not like cut.
Before.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious.
I know.
Thick
I like that description.
Rich up top.
Can I tell you guys my theory about Mike?
Yes.
This relates to that. I think he is secretly not in real estate. I think he's a personal trainer. Because he went on the jog or whatever with Reza trying to help him get fit. And then he was talking about how he made Sammy get in the gym and do an hour of cardio. So I'm thinking he's trying to get his friends in shape. Is he building his personal physical therapy empire? on the side.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Makes sense.
It's possible. Who knows what
he also took Gigi boxing.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe he was
all he does is work out.
Maybe he was so traumatized by all the real estate that he loves to tell people that he lost and how difficult time that he had. Maybe after that he's like, I need a career change, but I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to keep telling him I'm in real estate.
Yeah.
Hey, he lost a house. You leave him alone.
Dude, so did everybody else in the country.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were not worth a lot of money.
I'm bored with that storyline. Can we get more out of Mike?
No. No. You could maybe see more of his man nipples, but
I'd be okay with that.
And speaking of, we all went through that. Everybody went through that. Gigi spoke about her. By the way, Gigi, I think, really did grow some as a character.
She did.
Gracious. Uh-huh.
Giving credit where credit is due.
True. But, you know, when she had that conversation with Asa in the recording studio, she was saying, like, you don't know what I went through in high school. Like, I was called a camel jockey. And Asa was like, we all got called that. Like, we all went through that.
Yeah. So was I.
And that's, you know, and it's horrible, but it's like, yeah, like, we all went through that. And it just, you know, to rest on that for the rest of your life for being such an angry, hostile, horrible person. I mean,
so you're saying you think there's something more, like that Gigi's using that as an excuse?
I don't know that there is something more, but that she just allows herself to be this person
to overtake her.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that she's totally using it as an excuse because the fact of the matter is for this episode, she kept under control.
Yeah.
You know, so she can do it. And right. I'm sure it wasn't hard. So I just think that, you know, my childhood, I don't buy it.
Yeah.
Honestly, there was a little bit of a disconnect there. Because frankly speaking, I don't know what episode you guys watched. But the one I was watching was Gigi telling everybody that there's a softer side of her. And then at the same time, still doing exactly what she's been doing all the other episodes where her reality is different than the way it's either portrayed in the editing or in real life. Because the entire time, Asa was saying, yeah, but you say mean things and you have triggers. Yeah, but I have triggers because I have triggers. Yes, I know. You have triggers. Asa continuing.
Yeah.
With Gigi coming back with, I have triggers. I'm just telling you that I have triggers. I get that, Gigi, what I'm trying to tell you. And this continued. Right. And then at the end of the whole conversation, her wrap-up is, I just don't understand why people aren't seeing where I'm coming from. When the rebuttal of that is, it's because you aren't seeing where anybody else is coming from. She says that she does, but right. I don't see it. And then at the very end, it was like this weird turnaround where all of a sudden she's like, you know, I'm just going to take it easy now and then just embrace my softer side. Yeah. Where was that the whole episode?
The whole season.
I want to see where she's at when she watches these six episodes and sees herself. I want to see what happens now in season two, if there's a season two.
Or is it just kind of like putting the lid on like the boiling pot and it's just gonna simmer and then all of a sudden it's just gonna explode and she's really like her next blow up is just going to be like all of these blow ups combined that she's just been like stifling.
Or maybe she'll have 3 kids by the next season.
I doubt it. That's great.
Who knows?
She's pregnant.
Yeah.
Not the way she's going on dates.
Yeah, that's true. Open up the baby factory.
Yeah, baby factory.
I think maybe being in a relationship would help her.
Maybe.
Who would date her?
Sammy. There's a ton of people that would date her.
Who would make it past the first date?
Sammy.
I think there's shallow enough guys in Beverly Hills that would date her.
Yeah.
100%.
She's pretty.
Well, she said
she
hadn't been on
what? Money.
She said she hadn't been on a date in, what, 5 years?
Yeah. That was an exaggeration, obviously.
Oh, but she did sleep with that guy in Vegas.
Yeah, no, she had. I think that was a huge exaggeration.
Okay, it better be, because 5 years? I mean,
but then she's like 5 years old.
But is dating somebody, seeing somebody, like having a boyfriend and going on a date are different things.
Yeah.
Truth hooking talk. Up. Yeah. She wasn't talking about hooking up, because we know. We saw her do that in Vegas. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, Gigi.
But she seems to be on her way to transformation. So
as is Asa. I loved Asa this episode.
She was great.
Me too.
Yeah, I liked that. I like that everything that like revolves around her storyline has no drama involved, and she really is like focused in on her career.
Yeah,
I really liked her art. I was very impressed by the event that was put on for her.
Asa is just such like a positive, beautiful person. She's just like this ray of light that is just like coming from her, like, so, like, not like on a screen, you know, like, mm-hmm. I can just like feel her positive energy mm-hmm. from a TV show. So
I think she got great advice, frankly speaking, when she was told, you know, not because her big boggle is apparently whether or not she should, take it to the next step, but then kind of dismiss certain things about herself or change the way she is or stay true to herself.
Right.
I think she should stay true to herself. And it is the job of representation out there to help other people see what it is you have to offer, because so many people that are trying to come up in entertainment in any form or fashion are probably spending more time thinking what is wanted out there of me rather than just being yourself, because in the end, all you can bring to the table is who you are.
Right.
That's true. I think that was great advice.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. You know, there was a quote there was something that Reza said about Asa that I thought was really poignant. He said that she is progressive yet traditional, avant-garde yet classic. And I heard him say that and I was like, that's actually quite true.
I love that.
Yeah.
She's different than the modern Persian woman, something along those lines.
Yeah. And yet very, very similar as well.
Right.
She's redefining it for herself.
Yeah.
And you have to respect that. When people come from such strong cultural backgrounds and historical traditions, to be able to go against the norm is not an easy thing, I would think.
Yeah, right. And when she was talking to Gigi, she very articulately just let her know how the conversation was going at the dinner episode. And she didn't have to raise her voice, and she was just like, you know.
I feel like she's a role model for Gigi. I'm so glad that they're good friends now, you know, because at the beginning they weren't getting along at that one dinner.
Right.
But, you know, she's such a positive light in Gigi's life, and I hope that Gigi looks at her as like, okay, I need, you know, she's normal, like she is different, but yet so inspiring. I hope that Gigi can see that somehow. Yeah. And this whole episode made me respect Asa like so much more.
Yeah.
As not just like this crazy out there girl who's really artistic, but as like, there's something powerful here going on.
Yeah. Two words.
She's honing it
diamond
in.
Diamond water.
I know, right?
Oh, no.
Luckily, she didn't talk about the diamond water
drink
this episode.
It, believe it, be it.
And you know what doesn't...
Love it.
It just doesn't Love make it. Any sense, though, because I feel like Asa's lifestyle and what she represents doesn't really like parallel the money thing. And I really think that everything and everybody on the show is about being rich.
Mm-hmm. But she's in the group.
Yeah. She's about being rich in other ways.
That's true. Oh, I really like that. That was deep.
Thank you. Asa's deep. She deserved it.
Yeah. Who else is making changes? Reza. He has that relationship with his father now. I love that. Like, they were on the phone. Like, now they talk regularly. And he's like, okay, let us
know. Reza June. Reza June.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Terms of endearment.
So. It has to be genuine to a certain extent. I mean, they're obviously talking to each other more than they had the prior 16 years. That's a lot of time not to have spoken, and they're obviously trying.
But they did speak, right? It wasn't like they hadn't spoken.
They had not spoken in 16 years.
Yeah,
no, I thought they only hadn't spoken in 1 year, but that they hadn't seen each other in 16 years. That's what I thought.
They had spoken, but I think they were speaking, but they'd never spoken about like the situation. He never got it off his chest. It was just kind of this like elephant in the room. But I'm pretty sure because there was a like past episode he was on the phone with him. Maybe that was just to meet him. I could be wrong.
I could be wrong too.
I recall what you're talking about.
Oh. But he's like, you never sent a birthday card. You never called. You didn't care if I was alive or dead.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. We'll have to watch that episode again to find out. Feel silly as a host right now.
Somebody should comment.
Yeah.
And let us know.
Absolutely. How
Send
dumb we are. For not remembering.
Yeah. Tell us we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Call in.
Do it.
Do it.
We
Do
dare
it.
Ya.
Do it.
Little break.
Anything else that we want to say about anybody? This is the finale. I mean, this is it, guys.
This is it, guys. Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
I mean, it's all about family and relationships.
It is.
You know, the whole season.
They have ties. What was Reza saying? They have ties that nobody else could understand. They've been through,
you know, traditions that other people haven't experienced, and histories, and, you know, overthrown governments and so on. I mean, if I had a nickel for every time I heard somebody tell me that they come from an overthrown government.
Yeah.
Right? Honestly.
I would talk about it more.
Yeah. Well, technically speaking, America was built on an overthrown government.
All right, let's be sweet here.
No?
All right, well, let's take a quick commercial break and come back and talk some news and gossip.
Great.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
Welcome back, After Buzzers. We're here buzzing about the Shaws of Sunset.
Buzz.
Buzz. And I think we're going to get into news and gossip.
After Buzz TV News.
Who'd like to start us off? I will.
Okay, great.
That was just everybody
sure.
was not excited there. Don't make the pigeon sound. I am super excited to say that Shaws of Sunset has been picked up for a second season. So you will see us all here again.
Whether you want to or not.
Good news. We'll watch.
Buzzing about Shaws of the Sunset Season 2.
We don't know when yet, right?
No.
We don't know when.
Okay.
But it has been confirmed, and hopefully we'll get a lot more cast members on the show, and, you know, we'll be here great. Buzzing away.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Who's got what next?
Did anybody watch that Brezza and MJ were on The View? Did anybody watch that? No.
I did not.
I can't watch The View.
Why not?
I'm a guy, so
Oh, well, I watched it for Brezza. And he said something that was really interesting. He said that he did the show. He's doing Shaws, and he did the show to help gay teens, which I thought was interesting.
Because he's made such a point of it across the show.
I didn't have it across to me in the show.
Me neither.
Yes, he's gay, but he never talked about teens or helping people or bullying or coming out. But that's not what he's doing. He's just representing the fact that he said something in this episode too, and he says, they don't see me as the gay guy. They don't see me as the Persian. They don't see me as they see me as me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think that he's just being himself. He doesn't be like, you don't have to write it on your forehead, but just being proud of it.
But yeah. how is that translating to gay teens? Like,
because
most of the time he's mentioned being a member of the Persian community and breaking molds by being homosexual, but how is any of that becoming like, and if you're out there, gay teens, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. Like, he never did that. He never was like,
that's what I'm saying.
Hear me, gay teens.
I didn't get that.
Things will be fine. Live.
What
that
I heard
that didn't
him
happen
say
at all.
Was, I'm going on the show to help put my family back together.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
or to just represent himself and his community, and you know what the beauty of his community and his culture have to offer. But
right.
I never saw that translating specifically
right.
to
or to
gay
have
teams.
Like killer zingers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He really added some zingers to the show.
Oh, he's been great.
Oh,
do you guys
God.
Remember the last episode before this one? He said like he wants Middle Easterners to learn to love each other, regardless of religion. Like, I thought that was a really powerful message.
Yeah.
I feel like that was why he was on the show, not for the gay teen message.
Right, because he's Jewish, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's, like, half Jewish.
Yeah, he's half and half.
Jewish.
Yeah, half and
right.
he's gay.
Yeah, because his mother's...
Yeah, could there be anything else against this man?
Islamic.
I mean...
Yeah.
And he's overcome it all. So
exactly.
He is very inspiring.
Yeah, he can...
he holds a lot of flags. So I was on this website, and I found it really interesting... I have everybody's net worth right here in front of me.
All right.
Ooh.
And so, who do you think has the most net worth on the show? Sammy. Okay.
That's a great question. I'd actually go with Reza, probably.
Yeah, I would go with Reza as well.
Why do you guys say that?
Well, he seems to do really well in his real estate, and now that the show is aired, like, he just seems to be, everybody's all about Reza.
Why do you think
be?
He does better than MJ? They have the same job, right?
They do. Well, he seems to have a better place and killer clothes all the time. He's always in his cute little outfit.
The Gucci tie.
I think Reza probably also, and I'm not saying that MJ doesn't have self-confidence in her business abilities. I just think that Reza has a little more of a like a total world savvy in the sense that he probably the first thing he did was get himself a portfolio manager. He built assets, took out investments, and took all that money and allowed some of it to reflect his worth. Whereas MJ, I think, is a little more down low.
So who is it?
Okay, so it's actually a tie.
It is?
The highest, and this is what I found shocking. It's actually, and you were right, Sammy at $10 million.
Cha-ching!
Also, Gigi.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
That is shocking. Huh. Yes, the second...
That breaks my heart.
She doesn't have a job.
I'm thinking it's probably what she would probably be entitled to with her, you know, her family fortune.
What she's inheriting?
Yeah, perhaps.
Somewhere out there, Sunny just heard us talk about this and just rolled over on
her bed.
Said
you're a mean girl.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that just makes her mad.
Yeah.
She's like, I built my empire from scratch.
I don't know. Well, hold on. At a close second, Mike... His net worth is $8 million.
What?
Then what the heck is he complaining about?
Shocker. Yeah.
Reza is next at $6 million.
What?
Yes. MJ is $4 million. And then Asa is $3 million.
All right.
So. I'm going to cry because the lowest number is $3 million.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go and cry now.
Wow. That's really interesting, especially about the mic part.
Yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah. Really? Because he's always working. I feel like he's always closing deals.
But he's the one that's always wham.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, dude, get a grip. You're doing just fine. Get over it.
Oh, I lost everything. I lost my house.
How much did he have before?
My properties. Yeah.
Go to Aruba. Go on a holiday. Let it go.
Dude.
I mean, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, that is crazy to me.
Unbelievable.
And I'm surprised also with all this money that these people have that they still live in condos in LA. Is that weird to anyone else?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, they're not really condos in a classic sense. I don't know if you've been to any of those types of situations, but a lot of these people own the entire building, and they take the entire floor. Like, instead of one condo unit, they'll take all five condo units on that entire floor, knock all the doors down, and make it into a condo mansion.
Yeah, I get
these people.
It's an LA thing to do, right? Actually, I think it's more of a New York thing.
It's more of a New York thing, I think, and also just because, I don't know.
I'm dying to have myself a house in the hills. So if I had $10 million, that's where I'd be.
Any other news? Anybody? Let's head into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, well, this...
I don't care about you guys. That's the scariest sound I've ever heard in my life.
Halloween.
This is the season finale, so let's predict maybe what's going on in their lives or what will happen on season two, since it has been confirmed.
Okay, I'll start. I predict that what I really want to see is a love interest for Reza. Would love to see that unfold. I also still think that Gigi and Mike will get together. How can they not?
I was going to ask you about that, too.
They
I was like,
have
after this,
to.
Well, maybe when Mike was like, you know, it's never going to happen for us.
Oh, so she's going to try that much harder? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Isn't that standard? Girl wants what she can't have.
But that is like reality show foreshadowing.
Absolutely. The old reverse psychology.
So I hope it comes true.
Works every time.
It does. That used to be one of my moves, you know. Just promise me this. No
just
falling in love. Yeah, totally. It works every time.
That is a really
just one of her moves,
interesting
though.
Move.
Yeah,
I'm going to try that.
I'm not interested in you.
Yeah, anyway. You have to beat a certain point, though, to say that. Anyway.
Like what point?
Is that before
or after the baby factory?
Yeah. You have to have made out like one time at least.
Okay, easy.
Then, yeah. Yeah, second I know. Easy.
No problem.
Okay, well, I predict... Remember when we predicted that MJ and Sammy were going to get together? That's over.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
It could still happen.
Keep hope alive.
Mm-mm.
It could still happen. You know why? And this is going to be a horrible thing that I'm about to say. But MJ, I think, is used to having people kind of, like, beat up on her, like, because of her mother. I think she finds it familiar. And Sammy is kind of used to beating up on her. And I think that they could find a relationship together, and if they could make
it. But that does not sound like a good relationship.
No,
right?
But it would be great for reality television.
Well, I actually think that MJ has grown a lot and has showed so much class and grace over the last several episodes. I predict that she is going to separate herself from her mother and become a much stronger person.
Excellent.
Hmm.
That's a great prediction. I'm still predicting that Reza and MJ are related. By the way, that's gonna.
You won't
come
give up
with,
on this.
I really think there's something going on there.
What is that gonna do if they are?
Are you kidding? Dun, dun, dun.
Is that going to be a dun, dun? They're related.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. We're still rich. We still love life. Okay, party.
Yeah.
My prediction actually is that somehow, after all is said and done, Gigi's going to come back next season with a job.
I would love to see that.
She's going to get a job. Thank you. Bath and Body Works. Here I come, Gigi.
Oh,
or
no. Starbucks?
Starbucks?
No. They've got great insurance.
They do. No, not anymore, I hear.
Oh, I don't know.
All right, moving on.
No. I know what her job would be. She is going to try and become a stylist. I could see that.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
But don't you think that would be an interesting thing for her to be like, you know, I decided I should just get a job. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that would be great.
To meet guys.
Prediction. Boom.
All right, guys. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us on the season of Shaws of Sunset. Don't forget to vote for Maria on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
12 times.
Woo! Because
you can.
All right. Where can we find you all?
Misty.
On Twitter, you can find me at Misty City LA.
Wow, you have your own sign. Dua.
Oh, you can find me on Twitter, Dua Casey, DuaKaiSSI, on Twitter.
And you can find me at Twitter as well, at Yermanger, YERMANGUR, Gurr.
And I'm Anna Koppel. You can Facebook me or follow me on Twitter at Koppel for Mayor, KOPPELFORMAYOR. Thank you so much for joining us this season. We will see you next season
here
at AfterBuzz TV.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.